Today is Brittany Ritter with the Lincoln County Prevention Coalition and the ATODs in Lincoln County. Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning, Duke.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Wanted to have you on and talk suicide prevention and some of the resources that are in Lincoln County with ATODs. But first, for those maybe just hearing about this for the first time that are just tuning in today, tell us what the Prevention Coalition is and what this ATODs is that Lincoln County has.
Right. So within Lincoln County, we have two coalitions, one in the Star Valley area and one down in Kimmer. And our focus is prevention of alcohol, tobacco, prescription drug, and suicide abuse. We work collaboratively with stakeholders throughout the community to work on prevention efforts to decrease our abuse rates that we have when it comes to those specific goal areas that I just mentioned. We typically meet about once a month, whether it be in Kimmer or the Star Valley area. And we are always welcoming new faces to come and join our efforts.
Well, Brittany, I wanted to have you on today to talk specifically about the suicide resources, mainly because of the recent news of Naomi Judd and the news coming out recently that her death was, in fact, by suicide. And it was kind of a crazy thing because so many of us grew up listening to her on the radio, and she had so many top songs. And then this occurred just shortly before she was to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame. And so, you know, I think people can look at that and realize that, you know, it really can be anybody.
Absolutely, Duke. That's one thing that people need to understand when it comes to suicide is that it is not discriminatory. It affects any and everybody. It can affect the young, the old, the rich, the poor, black, white, male, female, the techie person, the sports jock. It doesn't matter. Suicide can affect anybody. Specifically in Wyoming, our rates are double the national rate, which means that someone dies from suicide in the state of Wyoming every 2 days. We have seen an increase in the rate of suicide in Wyoming from 2005 to 2020. We used to be at about 17 deaths per 100,000 people, and we are at 31.1 deaths per 100,000 people now.
Wow.
In our state, men have a higher suicide rate, but women have a higher self-harm rate. So that means that 4 men die by suicide for every 1 woman that dies by suicide. But we have 4 women who attempt the act of suicide for every man that attempts. The majority of our suicide completions in the state of Wyoming are through firearms. In fact, 65% of the completions were through firearm. Second from hanging, third from poison, and then finally other means such as driving into oncoming traffic or, you know, jumping off a bridge, something like that. But there's some warning signs that I want people to be aware of if they're concerned about someone who may be struggling with depression, anxiety, or suicidal ideation. And things that we want to understand or to have on our radar is making sure that we look for somebody who maybe is engaging in increased use of alcohol or drug use. Maybe they start talking about being a burden to other people. They could possibly start to isolate themselves from their family, their friends, the community. They don't engage in typical activities or hobbies that they're used to. Maybe they're sleeping way more than their normal pattern, or they're not sleeping at all. And if somebody is experiencing mood changes such as depression, rage, anxiety, irritability, those are all warning signs that somebody may be struggling with suicidal ideation. So we have a couple different resources in Lincoln County and in the state of Wyoming to help people who may be dealing with these types of behaviors or concerned about somebody in their life with suicidal tendencies. In the first and foremost method that we try to promote is our suicide prevention lifeline. So that's a national lifeline. And we also have two call centers here in the state of Wyoming where people can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get the help that they need. And that number is 1-800-273-TALK. We also have a text option. You can text WYO to 741-741. Again, that is a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service that's open to any and everybody in our state. And then lastly, we have the Safe to Tell Wyoming, and that is safetotellwy.org. You can go on that site, report if you are worried about somebody. You're connected automatically through chat with a person that can get you help, provide you with resources that you need. Maybe law enforcement needs to get involved. But that's a great resource, specifically for our youth population. They tend to find that that Safe to Tell is very helpful for them. And then finally, we have some training opportunities that are available to any and everybody in Lincoln County if they're interested, and outlying counties too. This is not specific to just our county. I apologize for saying that. But in the state of Wyoming, we offer QPR, which is Question Persuade Refer. It's about an hour-long gatekeeper training where people can learn about the warning signs, the behaviors, verbiage, how people may act, what they may do whenever they are struggling with suicide, and then how to get that person help to keep them from harming themselves. And then if people are interested, we also have an applied suicide intervention skills training, which is a little bit more in depth. It's about 2 days worth of training. And that really goes into the nuts and bolts of intervention when dealing with suicidal tendencies or people who are struggling.
Speaking with Brittany Ritter this morning again, she's with the Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse Coalition today. Brittany, all great information, and there's a resource online on the Lincoln County website where people can find all those resources, correct?
Yes, yep. If you go to www.lcwy.org, which is the county page, you can find the Lincoln County Prevention tab underneath there. Click on that link and all the resources that you need will be there. They're also free to call or email me, 307-390-8442, or you can email me at bricher@lcwy.org, and I'd be more than happy to help any and everybody.
You know, Brittany, you also mentioned the helplines, the text ones and the call ones. We've been hearing about this 988 number that supposedly is supposed to be rolling out nationwide this summer, if I'm understanding correctly. So tell us about this 988 number, because that's obviously a little easier to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's real similar to like the 211. 988 is specific to suicide and mental health problems or struggles that people may be dealing with. So in comparison to the 211, when you call that number, you get a list of resources that are available to you to help you with whatever your needs are. 988 works the same way. You'll call that number and it'll connect you to local, statewide, national, if necessary, resources to get you help with any mental health struggles that somebody may be faced with.
And do you know when that 988 is supposed to be available? Is that coming soon?
The last I heard, it was July of this summer.
Okay. Well, Brittany, certainly appreciate your time, and thank you for all that you do in Lincoln County and around Western Wyoming with the coalition and working with people that need help on whatever those issues may be. So, again, you can go to the Lincoln County website, I believe LincolnCountyPrevention.com, and Brittany Ritter with us this morning. Brittany, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's Brittany Ritter, Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse Coalition. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network. Join Peak Fitness for a grand opening of their new Thane location.